listening to the LGB Radio Network.
That's right, friends. The LGB Radio Network is on the air. I'm Bush Goomba, here to talk to you about day 365 of the Raw Deal. The Joe Biden scourge. Will it ever end? I pray for our republic that it will. Governor DeSantis in Florida, Kristi Noem in the freezing tundra of South Dakota, our only hope for economic revival. Otherwise, friends, we are doomed. Doomed! Because the feminazis out there running up the prices of eggs just to irritate the Republicans. That's right. Just 2 years ago, eggs could be purchased for a paltry dime. That's a thin dime, 10 cents per egg. Now, eggs nearly 50 cents. All part of a left-wing conspiracy to deprive the American worker of eggs. Joe Biden is at the helm. Must be stopped. I don't know, sorry.
We're now going to progress to some steps which are a bit more difficult.
Relax and enjoy yourself.
Ready, set, and begin.
There's something really curious about this broadcast.
It is quite bad, but it is good for you.
On with the show!
You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
That's right.
I'm a skinny little boy from Cleveland, Ohio, come to chase show women and drink your beer.
Now. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only
crazy
Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we are, kids. It is Thursday. Time to do that thing that we do on Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that is, I don't know, just whatever pops into my head. The news of the day, whatever just seems to be irritating me that day, whatever's going on, I talk about it for an hour. We call it Crazy Frank Live, and it became a thing because for years people have told, essentially ever since podcasts have come about, people have told me, dude, you should do a podcast. And I've never actually listened to a podcast, but I see, you know, things about podcasts. I see advertisements for podcasts. I hear people referencing podcasts, and they seem like slick, well-produced things that bring value to society as a whole, right? And I don't do any of those things. So I thought, I'm not going to do a podcast. But people said, oh, you should do a podcast. It would be fantastic. I would listen every week. Glued to my seat. I'm part of it because you're entertaining. The other part because, you know, type 2 diabetes and I got a, you know, a problem with impulse control. Either way, I'm there. I'm listening. So I thought, after years of saying no, I will say yes. And now, once a week on Thursdays, I come downstairs for an hour and I do a live thing on KBAC Rock Radio. And then we record it, and we upload it to kbackradio.com. And this is like the 63rd one we've done. I would like to say I feel like they're getting better with time, but I really don't think they are. But a little bit of an explanation for the whole Bush Goomba thing. That's a character that I pull out periodically on the show for no particular reason, weekdays. It is inspired by Rush Limbaugh, as you might have gathered hearing that. When I was, like 19 years old or so, 19, 20 years old, I was working for a company, and the guy that I was working with was a huge Rush, like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh was God to this guy. This Rush Limbaugh was the only voice of reason in the universe. This guy wasn't gay. He was a conservative Christian man. But if Rush Limbaugh had asked him to blow him, he would do it, and a classy one at that. He'd play with the balls, work the shaft, the whole thing. Swallow every drop. That's how much he loved Rush Limbaugh. So consequently, I had to listen to Rush Limbaugh. So I want to say it was around our lunch break. Every day, we'd sit in the truck and eat our lunch. Whatever you brought, you know, sack lunch. And AM radio. You know, that noise and shit that you get in AM radio. And there's Rush Limbaugh. And that's... So my impersonation, my... Not even impersonation, my homage to Rush Limbaugh is just because as I would listen to this, I would think to myself, first of all, this guy's a brilliant communicator. Rush Limbaugh, whether you loved him or hated him, the guy was a brilliant communicator because he locked a fucking audience in for 4 hours. Maybe five? I don't know. Every day, 5 days a week. He didn't have to rely on bits. He didn't have to rely on, guests, any of this. Just him rattling on for 5 hours a day. No music, nothing. Like, at least when I do the show, you know, it's 3-4 hours a day. I talk a little bit, then I play some music. You know, I just... Because people are listening because of the music, but people listen to Rush Limbaugh because of Rush Limbaugh. So whether you love him or hate him, brilliant communicator. And as I would listen to this guy, I would think to myself, he can't possibly believe all of this shit that he's saying. So today, I don't know who it was. It might have been Buddha, Buddalicious. We should give him the gong. Just some that don't know why we give Buddalicious the gong. It's because we call him Buddalicious, and for some reason... we associate gongs with Buddha. Asian culture as a whole is summed up by this one sound effect. Anyway, that's why we give him the gong, not because we're giving him the gong as in like the Gong Show, which admittedly I never have watched. Anyway, so he says... he had asked for a song called The Wiener Man by Here Come the Mummies. And I didn't play it right away because there is some debate amongst the K-Back audience as to whether or not the song is in fact rock. It's not. It's not rock. It's all like basically jazz funk kind of a thing going on. The dudes dress up like mummies, so you don't know who they are. And it's an incredibly tighter than a duck's asshole band. I mean, a super tight, fun, dance kind of a party band. But not a rock band. And their songs tend to be suggestive in nature, we'll say. And they're funny. Yeah, they're funny and they're fun. And it's like, okay, whatever. And they leached into the K-Back catalog because they leached into the K-Bad catalog. And they leached into the K-Bad catalog because the K-Bad catalog was largely influenced at its beginning by the B-102.7 catalog, which had Here Come the Mummies in it. So that's how they ended up here. And it's like that Janitor Bob and the Armchair Cowboys. You just can't, people seem to like it. And the audience is divided. Pretty much 50-50, whether they like it or they hate it. Although this morning, people, when I brought it up, they were like, you know what, we hate it. So the dude had asked for that. This is why I think it was probably Buddalicious, because he's one of the few people that ever asked for that song. And I was going to play it, but I wasn't going to play it right out of the gate. I was going to, you know, sometimes the shit that might get a little pushback, I'll save for the 11 o'clock hour. Because the 11 o'clock hour, people are kind of peeling out for lunch and whatnot, and it's a good time to play the stuff that you might ordinarily get flack for, but you don't get as much flack for it in the 11 o'clock hour. Because people kind of have one foot out the door. So... that's what I had planned, because I like the song. I love the Wiener Man song. In fact, I went into a whole thing about if I was going to have a hot dog cart, that's what I would call it. The Wiener Man. I would be the Wiener Man. God, that would be fantastic. If I could find a wiener cart, that would just be a fun thing to do on the weekends. Just get a bunch of us out there. People dress up. Somebody dresses up like the hot dog. And then we would need something, some sort of balls, edible balls to dance around. Like, I don't know, if they're meatballs, ooh, you could have hot dogs or meatball subs, right? They both go on buns. See, a nice, big, beefy, foot-long dog on a bun. Or you could get meatballs on a bun, right? Fucking yes, genius. So then people are driving down the road and they see you, you know, set up in the old Kmart parking lot or wherever they set up a wiener stand. And there you are. And there's a dancing wiener and some dancing balls and everybody's waving at traffic. Hey! The Wiener Man. I don't know. I don't think I would ever actually do that, but it seems it would be funny as a stunt. That's why I said this morning during the show, it'd be cool if you could just rent one of those carts for a weekend and just do it as a stunt. You know, people would say, what the fuck is this? Oh, well, it's KBAC. It's, you know, you gotta park the KBAC RV there in the background, set up the wiener stand, and just, I don't know, get like some smoke. Better idea. Or improving on the idea. Here's what we do. We find ourselves some strippers. Because what are strippers doing during the day anyway? They're delighted to make a couple hundred bucks during the day. That doesn't involve them doing anything hanky, right? So look, honey, this is what we need you to do. We need like four strippers to just dance around while I serve hot... I serve wieners up. I bet you can't wait to get my wiener in your mouth. And it's just a wiener man. He sets up, and then there's strippers, and then there's a wiener guy, and big balls bouncing around. It would be fun. And you're selling hot dogs. And then you know what? You give the proceeds to a charity. We find a charity, and we give the proceeds to a charity. Although I don't know that any charity would want to be within 100 yards of that. Bunch of strippers and shit dancing around. Selling hot dogs. But it worked in Florida, you know, 20, 30 years ago. In fact, it worked so well that I think they banned it. These women would wear these Daisy Duke shorts and set up a hot dog stand on just about every corner. And dudes, these old retiree guys down there, because these dudes are, they live up north, and they would retire to Florida. And it made perfect sense, particularly on the Gulf side of Florida, because at the time, these people were selling their houses in, let's say, New York State. You retire, you're getting your pension, you own your house outright, you sell your house outright for, you know, like $200,000. Property values in New York State were insane. Then you could go down to Florida and build a brand new house for 70 grand. And you don't have to worry about snow. And there's no income tax. And you don't have to worry about snow. So there's all these retirees down there. That's why they have those retirement villages, like, left and right, everywhere you turn. My dad used to say Florida was a place where old people go to die. And there was a bank and a funeral home on every corner. And he wasn't wrong. But it was the land of my birth. And I have this, you know, I still feel that southern draw. But anyway, they had these smoking hot chicks on every corner selling hot dogs. And these old retiree guys were too busy rubbernecking, watching these chicks bent over fishing hot dogs out of these carts. And they were wrecking their cars left and right. And they decided that these wiener carts were a public nuisance. And they banned them. Now, maybe that ban's been lifted. I don't know. I say that's unconstitutional. If some scantily clad woman wants to sell beef byproducts on the side of the road, she should be able to. This is America. Anyway, I go on this whole thing, and then I happen to notice that Bootalicious says, well, it doesn't matter anyway. I don't listen past 11 o'clock because he goes and listens to some, I forget what they, I bet you I could find his text and go back. I want to say it was Mike or Marcus or something like that. Mark, K-A-Y-E. He said, no matter, off to the Mark K show. It's 11. So he didn't hear any of this, I don't think. Because by because by the time I got down to, oh, well, shit, he's not even listening now anyway. And I did play the Wiener Man song in the 11 o'clock hour. But anyway, so I thought, look, I don't know who this is. So I Googled this Mark K fellow. And it's a conservative radio. It's a Canadian guy who now swings around an American flag and wears camouflage pants and is a conservative radio talk show guy. And here's what I've learned about conservative radio. And that is, the key to conservative radio is to say whatever it is the people listening want to hear. It's like religion. It's like religious programming. All you got to do is get on and tell people what they want to hear. Hey, guess what? Jesus loves you. And no matter what you've ever done, all you got to do is say sorry and accept Jesus into your heart, whatever that means exactly, and bada boom, bada bing, you'll go to heaven. And great things are going to happen. And nothing bad will ever happen to you. But if something bad ever does happen to you, well, that's just what... We don't know the divine plan. You can pray for all this stuff, but if it doesn't mesh with the divine plan, oh well. Jesus still loves you, and you'll go to heaven, and it'll all be great. Oh, by the way, we need 10% of your income. So that's all you got to do to be successful in Jesus radio. And it's a big money racket. The Real Presence Radio people paid full price for what the boss was asking for the old KBAD 94.5 signal. $750,000. It was more than that. It was $950,000. Maybe it was $940,000. I don't know. It was fucking ridiculous. Whatever it was he wanted for, it was insanely expensive. It was worth about $94,000 is genuinely what it was worth. And they paid, I think it was $9.4 million for it. Something ridiculous like that. Anyway, it was fucking a lot. Maybe it was $950,000. It matters not. The point being, the Jesus people were like, absolutely, take my money. Because they knew that they raise money. That's all they do is they get on there and talk about how bad, you know, Jesus needs the money. Jesus always needs cash. Honestly, I don't think I want to subscribe to a savior that constantly needs cash. I mean, you'd think if you created everything in the world, everything that you see, touch, taste, smell, all of that stuff, that, I don't know, maybe you don't really need any money. Like, how did he pay for that shit? That's a whole nother subject. But I say all that to say this. Conservative radio to me, or really any partisan radio. I don't want to pick on the conservatives here, because the liberals are just as fucking bad. Maybe worse. But all you got to do is, oh yeah, Donald Trump is the devil. Yeah, yeah, Donald Trump is the devil. Right? That's liberal radio. All these people, I don't know, they just want to keep all the money. We want them to give us the money. Yeah, yeah, fuck them. That's it. That's liberal radio. Conservative radio? All these people want to take our money. And fuck them, we're going to keep our money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the difference. So I said I could save him the time and the hassle of flipping stations at 11 o'clock every day. I could do the Bush Goomba thing. I could just tell... I think originally I said, I could just tell 10 minutes worth of Joe Biden so old jokes. So then I thought, well, that should be easy to find. So I just Googled so old jokes. Like I'm doing right now. You're so old jokes. And then I thought, let's do it in the style of Bush Goomba, because that is conservative radio at its best. And that's what I did. I did, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes or so of me telling jokes like, Joe Biden is so old, he knew the Burger King when he was just a prince. You kind of need the bed for that to work, though. I only sound a little like Rush Limbaugh without the bed. But with the bed? With the bed, I have talent on loan from God. Joe Biden is so old, the movie Jurassic Park brought back fond memories. The fleecing of America. Joe Biden is so old, he has photos of Moses in his yearbook. Joe Biden is so old, he went to an antique auction and three people bid on him. And then he left because there were no young girls to sniff. Joe Biden is so old, they asked to see his birth certificate, and he handed them a rock. At least he handed them something, unlike Barack Obama's birth certificate. That's a Barack Obama birth certificate joke. One more. Joe Biden is so old, his blood type was discontinued. The time is 7:26. So anyway, that's how that came about. You can tell I got a lot of material for the show. This all just happened today, like at 11 o'clock. So anyway, we love Bootalicious, but he leaves about 11 o'clock. Joe Biden's mom is so small, she could hand glide on a Dorito. Joe Biden's mom is small? Ooh, here's one. Joe Biden is so dumb, he thinks Fleetwood Mac is a new hamburger at McDonald's. Hang glide. Joe Biden. I don't know, man. To me, it's just so silly that it's funny. It doesn't have to make sense. Fucking Joe Biden. And he's old. There's no question about it. Joe Biden's old as hell. And he's been in, you know, political life basically his whole life. Like 50 years, the guy's been a career politician and accomplished nothing. And then they elect him and they're like, well, geez, this guy's not very good. Well, fuck, what did you expect? He won the same way Donald Trump won. That people were voting not for him, but against who he was running against, like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had a snowball's chance in hell of ever winning the presidency. Whoever ran against Hillary Clinton was going to win. So Joe Biden won because people had a stick up their ass about Donald Trump. And you know what? The biggest stick up people's ass about Donald Trump was a guy didn't act very presidential. It was like if I were the president. You know, he goes to these press conferences and he pisses, you know, people piss him off. That's people's job. They show up and the idea is to try to piss off the president, try to piss off the speaker to get a rise out of him. That's the whole gig. And Donald Trump, he's just like, you know what? Fuck you and fuck you and fuck you. You're all out of here. And half the country was like, yeah. And then the other half was like, that's probably not the way a president should act. That's kind of embarrassing. So That's what happened there. Had he just hushed, he'd have been fine. I think they stuck a fork in him now. And you know what? They didn't even have to stick the fork in him. Then he lost, and then he went in a big tie, like a rigged election, fake news, storm the Capitol. Dude, just chill. Like, that's what Donald Trump needed from the beginning, was someone in his cabinet to say, dude, chill. Maybe don't tweet every 30 seconds. I saw a great one yesterday after work. I stopped at Casey's in Brandon, and there was a Ford truck that the owner had removed the FX4 decals off his pickup box and had replaced it with FJB and special edition and smaller print underneath. It looked factory. I had to give the owner a thumbs up. Yay! You defaced your vehicle. Because Joe Biden sucks. Extra points if the guy he bought that sticker from loves Joe Biden. I asked a guy, there used to be a guy that would sell flags and stuff out in front of Walmart. He that Make America Great Again and Fuck Joe Biden and all this stuff. He would sell these flags and stuff and stickers and T-shirts and hats out in front of Walmart on Louise. And I said to him, I says, man, you must really hate Joe Biden, huh? He says, I don't care. I'm Muslim. Like, I don't care, man. Whatever sells. I don't care what it says on there. It's just, to me, it's a T-shirt. That's America, baby. That's making America great again right there. Joe Biden's mom is so small. I didn't know that calling someone's mom small was an insult, though. Your mama's so big. Ooh, we should look up your mama jokes. Because this is a highbrow program, after all. Yo mama jokes. 86 best yo mama jokes of all time. I think we need to have this bed for it, too, right? Yeah. We'll just throw Joe Biden in everything. Ready? Here we go. Friends, time for your mama. Joe's mama. That's what we'll do. Instead of yo mama, it's Joe's mama. And if your name is Joe, don't get offended. We're talking about Joe Biden, the president of the United States. Joe Biden's mama. Joe's mama is so fat. When she fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up. You should get some. Yes, indeed. Joe's mama so fat. When she skips a meal, the stock market drops. Thank you. Joe's mama so fat, it took me 2 buses and a train to get to her good side. Let's do one more. Joe's mama so fat, when she wears high heels, she strikes oil. Yeah. Anyway. Joe mama. I went to Mr. Goodsense for lunch, or for dinner, actually, this evening. I went and I cashed in our, this was my procedure. I needed to grab something quick to eat so I could be ready to do the show tonight at 7 o'clock. So, and I needed to cash in the lottery tickets tonight so I knew where we were, what we had, what we won. Because here's my strategy, my procedure, whatever you want to call it, when we buy these lottery tickets for the KBAC Lotto multi-billion dollar lotto buy-in pool thing. I popped my pee. Pool. I went, pool. My apologies. If you're wearing earbuds anyway. So you know, what we do is we've done the last, we did it on Monday, and we're going to do it again. We're doing it currently now because there's a drawing tomorrow night for the $1.35 billion. So essentially, if you want to get in on the KBAC pool, you Venmo $10 to at KBAC Radio. And then tomorrow, after the show, I'll go over to the lottery joint and I'll buy a shitload of tickets. And, you know, on Saturday, we'll see if we won. So my procedure is I figure out whatever the multi-ball or powerball, whichever game it is. I figure out what the powerball is, the multi-ball, the whatever the fuck ball, mega ball. I see how many tickets have that. Because I know those are worth at least, you know, the $2 or something. So I put those aside. And then I manually scan each one of the other tickets with the South Dakota Lottery app on my phone. So I knew I had 9 that were at least a $2. Or is it $4 or $2? I think it's $2. But now that doesn't seem right. Anyway, we got $36. That's how that shook out. Let me look here. Mega Ball. The Mega Ball. That's my left ball. My left one's a little bigger than the right. And they're both pretty good size. Mega Ball. View all winners. This will tell me here. Yeah, so $2. If you get the Mega Ball by itself, it's worth $2. If you get a number and the Mega Ball, it's worth $4. If you get 2 numbers in a Mega Ball, it's $10. If you just get 3 regular numbers, it's $10. If you get 3 numbers and the Mega Ball, it's $200. 4 numbers with no Mega Ball will get you $500. 4 numbers plus the Mega Ball will get you $10,000. That would have been nice to hit. 5 of the numbers without the Mega Ball will get you $1,000,000. And, of course, all 5 numbers plus the Mega Ball will get you the jackpot. So that's the way that works out. And I knew that we had at least 9 tickets that had the Mega Ball, which were worth $2 apiece. And we had at least 1 of them, of the other tickets, that had 3 of the regular numbers, which was worth $10. So when the guy scanned them all up, it was $36. So I'll just, when I go tomorrow, I'll get $36 on top of whatever else we get sent Venmo and PayPal, and we'll see where we're at. I think the last time I looked at it, we were at, when I look at it now, I want to say like $450, $460, basically where we were last time. Because we got $460 worth of tickets last time. And currently in the Venmo. Yeah, so there's $410 in Venmo. And then in PayPal, what have we received in the old PayPal? And some people, like the Queen Bee, sent me $20. Although it's only a $10 buy-in, I assume she wants to double down on that. Although we're not going to give people, like if you were to send 20 and we buy $20 worth of tickets, you don't get in twice. It's just, it's, you know, I think they just do this because they want to help offset the costs. Because some people will just send the 10. Some people will send like 12. Because they know that when they send money, there's some costs that we get dinged for. You know, receiving the, you know, the Venmo fees and the PayPal fees and whatnot. So it looks like Scott McPhillips is in via eBay. Or eBay. PayPal. Scott Kennedy in. Susan is in. I wonder if this is Susan from My Mechanic Susan, or if this is another Susan. Anybody know what Susan at My Mechanic's last name is? And then this Falls Tech guy is in. So, yeah, there's 10, 20, 30, 40. So, 40 there plus the 10 that's in. Yeah, so we're at 450 is where we're at right now. Roughly where we were, who Mike Hogue. January 11th. Most of these people got in January 11th. So that was yesterday. So anyway, that's essentially where we're at. So back to where I was rambling on about. So I get a hold of Mr. Good Sense. I go online. I order the Mr. Good Sense online. And they're like, what time will you be here? And I'm like, I don't know, 6 o'clock. How about that? I'll be there at 6. So I shoot over to the come and go to cash in the tickets. And it was pretty quick process. We get our $36. I throw that in my wallet. And then I got to stop at BK and grab the Gooch some nuggets and fries. She loves some nuggets and fries. And she eats them and they're cheap. So it's quick and easy and bam, bam. Like I said, I wasn't trying to have a big-ass process before the show tonight. I just wanted to be able to, because I wanted to have time to just eat and enjoy my meal. I didn't want to have to inhale it and then come run downstairs and do this. So I go and I get this Mr. Good Sense. I like to get the Italian. On they have this pepper, garlic, something or other bread. So I get the Italian on their, what they call a regular, or maybe they call it a half. I don't know. It's a good-sized sandwich, though. But they never cut it in half when you get it to carry out. I always got to cut it in half when I bring it home so I can eat it. Anyway, it looked fucking magnificent. So I took a photo of it. So this person sends me a message and they're like, hey, did you do anything exciting today? And the answer was no. No, I haven't done anything exciting. So I sent the photo of my sandwich. I said, does this count? Does this count? I don't want to misquote anybody. I got to go back and see what the response was. You're going to piss off the liberals. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. You know, next week it'll be the conservatives I piss off. I piss off everybody. I get called a liberal and a conservative Trump-tard in the same day. Because I'm smack dab in the middle. I'm in the voice of reason. So I sent a photo of the sandwich, and they replied, "That looks delicious. That sandwich would taste better off me." And it occurred to me at that point, I've never eaten food off of anybody before. I don't know that I've ever felt the desire to eat food off of somebody. I think it's because I don't find food to be particularly sexual. And I think of sexual things like a fine steak. Like if I get a good steak, I don't need anything to dredge it through or dip it in, or I don't need A1. The only time you need any of this stuff is if the steak sucks. I guess the exception would be, you know, like, I don't know, a Jell-O. I like some whipped cream on my Jell-O. But I don't know that I want whipped cream on another human. I don't know that that's ever been a thing, like I want to lick whipped cream off of somebody. No. Just throw your legs over my shoulder and let's get this done like normal folks. Nom, 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 nom. Right? Whipped cream. Oh! I did know this chick. She was all into hot chocolate, like the chocolate, like Hershey's syrup, but it had to be heated. Like she'd put it in warm water to warm up the bottle. Would you just smear this hot chocolate all over my body and lick it off? Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks. Mm-mm, nope. No, I'm not doing that. Come on. I'm not doing that. But that was the first time someone suggested, and I immediately thought of something like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. I immediately thought of like Fat Bastard sitting there eating a sandwich and just spills all over him. Yeah. He's rubbing his nipples with the sandwich grease. Yeah. Come get it. Yuck. I'm not eating a sandwich off somebody. How about I eat the sandwich and then we fuck? Or let's fuck first and then have the sandwich. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. You know what? That sandwich would look great if you ate it off of me. You know, this. I think the sandwich looks fine in the bun, honestly. I think I like it this way. How about we just do what we got to do, and then afterwards we'll just sit around and have sandwiches. It looks like you dropped a little lettuce in your trousers. I'm going to go after that lettuce, if you don't mind, with my teeth. You know what? If you, don't eat crotch lettuce. It seems weird to me. Uh-oh. Looks like you dribbled a little brulee sauce or brulee, whatever, I don't know. I'm not a culinary guy. I was eating at Mr. Good Sense, for Christ's sake. I think you had a blob of Arby's sauce. Blob of Arby's sauce just fell on your dick. Mind if I clean that up for you? Mmm. You have the meats. That should be. Susan is married to Wally's brother, so I'd just assume that her last name is Sterling also. No, I don't know. I don't know who Wally's brother is married to. I don't get that deep into people's personal lives. I just don't care. Years ago, I was living with this woman, and she decided we had to have a store, which I thought was a ridiculous idea, but whatever. So I ended up manning this store because I really didn't have anything else going on during the day because I'm a bit of a slacker. So I'm at this store, and people would walk in, and every fucking person that would walk in would ask you 90,000 questions about yourself. Oh, so what's your name? Frank? Frank, huh? Frank what? I used to know a Frank. Frank Jones. Are you related to the Jones? No, my last name's not Jones. My last name is Anderson. Oh, Anderson. Are you related to Paul? Do you know Paul? How about Greg? Jim? Sam? Larry? Any of those guys? Related? No? Yes? No? Yes? Yes? No? Like, look, I'm not related to anybody around here. Oh, no? Where are you from? It was like, fuck, lady, are you going to buy something or what? I was getting interviewed by fucking Barbara Walters on crack. Every person that walked into the place. So one day this guy walks in, he's looking around, we're shooting the shit. After about 20 minutes, I said, I'm going to guess you're not from around here. He says, I'm not. He said, how did you know that? I said, because you've been in here for 20 minutes and you haven't asked me my name, where I'm from, who I'm married to, where I live, where I went to school, who I know, who I don't know, who I lost my virginity to. You don't ask me any of these fucking questions. He says, yeah, because I don't care. I said, me neither. That guy was my new best friend, and I didn't even know his name. So, yeah, I just don't get involved with other people's affairs. You know, that's just... Ooh, who's that? Well, that's I can't think of his name. Like Greg or Jim or something like that? Oh, yeah, is he married? How the fuck would I know? Well, I thought he was your friend. I'm not trying to fuck the guy, so I don't know if he's married or not. I don't know, maybe? Didn't check him for a ring. Harriet here. You talk of some people thinking Trump's behavior was embarrassing. You're not wrong. And I'm not arguing because I agree with you. Many people feel embarrassed, but not me. Many people feel embarrassed, not me. I regularly go to the supermarket with my fly wide open. I'm not embarrassed. You know why? Because I got a big dick. Somebody said that about William Shatner the other day. There was one of these Legion M sponsored ads that pops up. These guys are putting together like a movie studio, and they're trying to find investors. I think a share is $40 or something. $38, whatever. If I had $38, I might buy one, just because. Anyway, they got William Shatner talking about how great he thinks it is, and William Shatner bought into this thing. And somebody said in one of the photos... It looked like, he's like, couldn't you find a better photo of William Shatner? It looks like his goddamn fly is wide open. So my trolley comment was, well, it looks like his fly's wide open, because it is. Because it's William fucking Shatner, and he's loaded, and he's old. So yeah, fuck it. You like what you see? Drink it in. He's Bill Shatner. He might as well be in there with no pants on. What are you going to do? He's still going to be, at the end of the day, he's still William Shatner. He was Denny Crane. He could blame it on the mad cow. Okay, we'll continue with you're not wrong, and I'm not arguing because I agree with you. Many people feel embarrassed, but not... burping up my Mr. Good Sense now. But not me. I figure if rap music and movies can be as graphic and as in your face as it is, why do people freak out when someone is just matter of fact and plain to see? Anyway, not sure a forward acting president is more embarrassing than one with dementia to the rest of the world. Well, right? I think they both suck. Which has kind of always been my point. I don't think Mr. Alzheimer's Sniffy McOldman is any less embarrassing. And see, this is the thing. This is the thing that's perplexing to me. I don't know if perplexing is the right word, because I'm not really perplexed. I think what's disappointing to me, it's not perplexing because I understand exactly why it is. I understand why it is because humans, something like only 15% of all humans are actually self-aware. That means 90%, 85, 90% of the humans you see running around are not self-aware. They think they are, but they're not. They're completely not self-aware. They are just following along like the sheep that they accuse other people of being. That's 90-some-odd percent of the people on this planet. So when I say something like Donald Trump sucks, everyone instantly assumes that I must be a Joe Biden buttlicker. Just like when I say Joe Biden is a fucking old, creepy, fucking, you know, whatever. People immediately assume I must be some misogynistic Trump-tard. They like to use that word, Trump-tard. You're just a Trump-tard. You're a follower of the orange shit stain. Like, whoa, pump the brakes, bitch. Why must I be one or the other? It's very binary. In a lot of people's minds, you're in this whole, you're with us or you're against us. When the reality is, I think Donald Trump was a terrible choice for president, and I think Joe Biden a terrible choice for president. I don't know that we had a good choice. And I think what sickens me the most about being an American is that of all the people in this fucking country, the best we could come up with was a washed-up reality TV star, fucking guy, and failed, essentially failed businessman, and a lifelong politician who accomplished jack shit in a lifetime in public service. So that's what irritates me. I think they both suck, and I will poke fun at both of them equally. When the opportunity arises, anyway. But it's the thing that you well, but how's that any better than this guy? Well, it's not. It's not. Joe Biden, to me, is just as embarrassing. Especially then who he taps for vice president. Just ticked all the boxes. He didn't pick this woman because she was the most qualified for the office. He needed a woman. And, you know, because he's trying to be the direct opposite and more appealing to, you know, it's just like how Joe Biden got the job of vice president. Barack Obama they thought of him as a little more, well, first of all, he's a black guy. Let's just get that out of the way. Well, I don't know. He's a black guy. And whether people want to believe it or not, there's a lot of racist motherfuckers out there. You need to whitewash him a little bit. Who are you going to whitewash? Well, let's whitewash him with Joe Biden a little bit to kind of balance the ticket out, because Barack Obama was considered to be maybe a little too far on the left side. So you bring in a nice, the whitest guy you could find. And that was Joe Biden. That's how the guy got the gig. Although he was a fucking political office wallpaper. Like I said, a lifetime in public service. How does this guy keep getting fucking elected? Well, you know, I did nothing again this year. Vote for me. So that's what's maddening to me. I wish the world would just forget what the letter is after somebody. And here's the thing. Donald Trump is a lifelong Democrat. He gave millions of dollars to the Clintons for their political endeavors. He only changed political parties when it suited him financially. And somehow the guy became the poster boy for the Republican Party, a lifelong Democrat. No, he's a good old, yeah, make America great again, yeah. Hoo-hoo. And I'm all for making America great. Again, though, I don't know. Was it ever great for black folks? I think America could be really, really great. I genuinely believe that America could be fantastic, but I don't know that dividing people is the way to do it. And I think it's important to understand that even a broken clock is right twice a day. I think people need to acknowledge that Donald Trump, as embarrassing as the fella might have been, did do good things. He did. I mean, right up there till the end, and he started, you know, freaking out and, oh, they stole the election. Because he couldn't believe that he lost. Like, he was that delusional. He couldn't believe that he might actually lose. I don't know why that would never enter in his mind, but, yeah. I don't know, man. On most issues, I am straight up the middle. Straight up the middle. I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. But that's what people just assume. If you say that Joe Biden sucks, you must be a Trump guy. If you say Trump sucks, or DeSantis, or Kristi Noem, or whatever, oh, you're just a liberal. Okay, then. Hey, man, speaking of the Wiener Man song, don't play that, but how about playing that Martian cigarette song? I don't remember who sang that. You're the only radio station that ever played that, and it's a good song, please. What was that Martian cigarette song? I know what you're talking about, too. That was a song that I want to say the Rev had found. And there was like a Martian voice in it. Cigarette. I don't think that's going to come up. The Martian cigarette song. The Martian Boogie. The Martian Boogie by Brownsville Station. That's what it is. So we'll drop the Brownsville Station, the Martian Boogie, into the stack. Somebody says, In Ballad Salad, Love Ain't Easy by Steelheart. Yeah, and I've mentioned this before. We do the Ballad Salad Power Hour Thursdays at 1 o'clock. It's brought to you by our good friend Robin Miner at Robin's Outdoor Service. Been doing it now for a year or so. And essentially what it is all the music that we have in the ballad category. plays in that hour. The computer just randomly selects music from the ballad category and plays it in the 1 o'clock hour on Thursdays. And it has turned out to be wildly popular amongst people. It happened because we had, for a while, we were doing the Ron Keel Streets of Rock and Roll on Thursdays at 1 o'clock. And then Ron had taken a sabbatical from that. He does usually, it takes a sabbatical in the first part of the year. He's writing, and he doesn't want to listen to other people's music while he's doing his songwriting and all that stuff. And then when he came back from that, he had launched his own radio station thing. It's like RFK Radio or something like that. I don't know. I've never actually listened to it, but God bless him. He's doing his thing, and he's an all right guy. So, and it's, I don't think he's, I think what happened is he's got a guy doing it, and they've just branded it Ron Keel Radio. And then that's where the Ron Keel Radio thing is heard. And then I told him, I said, you know, when I originally agreed to carry the Streets of Rock and Roll, because we're a streaming station, it didn't make any sense to me to air something that you could hear six other places. So it's not of interest to me to air it unless we're the first place people can hear it. And naturally, he's going to make the first place people can hear it his own radio station. So God bless him for that. But how did I get on this subject? I completely forgot how I got on the subject. What was I talking about? I sometimes go so far off to the left or the right during a conversation to do the backstory and the footnotes on things that I forget where I was going to begin with. I'll look at my messages and see if it refreshes my memory. Okay, the ballad salad. That's where we were at. Back on track. So when he was not going to return to do it, people were saying, well, you should put something else in that hour. You should put something else in that 1 to 2 o'clock on Thursday slot. You should put something else in there. But everything else you could put in there is the same kind of a deal. It's a syndicated program that on streaming you could hear anywhere. So why bother? Why not just play music? And then somebody had said, you should put it, you should do a whole hour of nothing but the ballads. And it seemed like a ridiculous idea. But I thought, you know what? I've got a ton of ballads. It'd be easy enough to put that together. I'll put some imaging together for it, and we'll make it happen. And it's been running ever since. And it has turned out to be wildly popular with people. But part of that popularity is that they're not all genuine ballads that you may consider ballads. Sometimes they are songs that are pretty hard, but they're just slow enough tempo that I didn't want to play them during the morning show. And essentially everything that's just a little soft, or maybe it starts out slow and then it builds or whatever, if it starts out super sleepy, goes in the ballad salad. Even if it's screamy and angry and with double bass drum and all that shit by the end, whatever, it's still going to be in the ballad salad. It's still going to be in the ballad category. So there may be songs in there that are in the ballad category that you may not ordinarily associate with being a ballad, but they're there nonetheless. Listening to Ballad Salad, this Racer X song kicks ass. Guitar work is freaking awesome. Thanks for playing it. That was a song for Harriet, I believe. God, it was Harriet or NASA, one of the two of those guys. Had asked for that, and I didn't have it, and I'm like, fuck. And I was trying to get out of here. I was done with the show. I was just dropping in some requests for the ballad. Because now what's happening is people are starting to request music for the Ballad Salad Power Hour. I was letting the computer just select the music and fill the hour out. But now it's gotten to the point where it's so popular, people are asking, hey, for the Ballad Salad, could you drop in this song or that song? In fact, somebody had said, they were like, what was the song that played just before, here we go. What song played after Long December during the Ballad Salad? I like it. Played after Long December. Let's look and see. So 13 is what we're looking for. Right? Yeah, 13 would be 1. Time Before the Sun. Racer X. I'm going to say this is Jim, and this Baraboo Jim had asked for that. Time. Now it's not typing. What happened to my iPad? Fucker locked up. There we go. Time Before the Sun. By Racer X. This is the thing that I love the most about KBAC, and that is the listeners send us music, we give it a listen, and we get exposed to a lot of just kick-ass rock that we may not have ever heard before. Because regular radio doesn't play it, and that's how a lot of people get exposed to new music, because they turn on the radio. Whatever the radio shoves down their throat, that's what you hear. If you're not hearing it on the radio, where the hell else are you going to hear it? So, Harriet says, hell yeah! Play that Racer X after the show. Harriet approved. So I guess that wasn't Harriet that asked for it. It was Harriet or NASA, one of the two of them. Wanted to hear that Racer X. Time Before the Sun. So we'll drop that in. Time Before the Sun. 7 minutes long. Belching up my Italian sub. All right. Get this liner in here. There we go, there we go, there we go. All right, so we got Time Before the Sun coming up after the show here, and we're starting the hour after I sign off with Brownsville Station and the Martian Boogie. So with that said, that's going to wrap up Crazy Frank Live for this installment. Boy, an hour just flies by, don't it? If you enjoyed the program, or you want to share this program with someone, say, hey, you know what? I heard this fucking guy do this thing. You should check it out. So your friends can listen to it and say, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. If this is something that appeals to you, go to kbackradio.com and click on the Crazy Frank Live link. This show will be uploaded there, in the next hour or so. I'm recording it now, then we'll save it, and we'll upload it and tag it and all that bullshit, and up on the World Wide Web it goes. And another, I think this will be the 63rd. Let's take a look and see. I think this is the 63rd installment. No, 62nd. Yeah. This will be the 62nd time I've spent an hour. 62 hours. You could conceivably go to kbackradio.com and listen to 62 hours of me rattling on with zero content that's worth a shit. That's my solemn oath to you, the listeners, to never present any information of redeeming quality or value. Vapors, vapors, vapors. What does that mean? Someone says, yep, Steel Panther is one of those bands. Never heard it before KBAC. Well, but that's because it's so... Oh. Bootalicious reminded me. He wants to... Vapors is the name of the band. Turning Japanese. The Vapors. I've got the vapors after eating that sandwich from... Mr. Good Sense. I had the soup, too. Every now and then, their soup is kind of hit and miss. Here's what I like about the guy that runs Mr. Good Sense. I like their chicken noodle soup, but I went to order it online one day, and they did not have chicken noodle soup. So I went to pick up my sandwich, and I said to him, I said, you know, I wish you had that chicken noodle soup available, because it's really good, and it's, like, cold as fuck. Why would you not have chicken noodle soup? He says, I've always got chicken noodle soup. So I tell him, I said, look, I went to order online, and it said, no chicken noodle soup. He said, fuck that website. The corporate people will only let me have two soups at a time on the website. But I have all the soups, all the time. He's got, like, I don't know, 27 soups brewing in the back there. And then they ask me at corporate, how do you sell so much soup? And I say, because I got the soup. I got the soup the people want. Ah, what a nice guy. And, you know, you can tell he's the owner-operator dude. You know, he's got that little booth set up, and his setup there reminds me of that dude from Taxi, that Danny DeVito's character from Taxi. He just kind of set up like a regular booth that people should be able to sit and eat at, but they can't because he's got his, like, 1982 computer set up there and all his files and shit everywhere. And he's always in there working. And when he's not in there working, he's out in the parking lot shoveling the snow. And I mean, he's a real deal hands-on operator. That's his franchise. And he works the hell out of it. So props to him for that. And the fucking bread at Mr. Good Sense is really excellent. So anyway, but I hoovered it down and now I'm belching it up. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I'm out the door. Like I said, we got The Vapors Turning Japanese is in the stack. We got that Time Before the Sun track. We got Brownsville Station, The Martian Boogie. And I think we will eventually. I got to pin the Bootalicious. He's working for an outfit called New Era Steel. We got to pin him down on a time and a day to do this Crazy Frank Clubhouse, Guilty Pleasures, Forbidden Fruit thing. And that'll be a completely... Because we do. We get people that want to hear the shit that just really doesn't belong on KBAC. So if we can put that all in an hour, then the other people can't get pissed. Because that's like the nature preserve, you know, that little sliver of KBAC airtime that it's the safe zone for all this weird shit that people want to hear. And they can just get their proverbial nut off in that hour. And, you know, fuck, I don't know, maybe Madonna will play. Whatever. There's no rules, no format, nothing. We abandon it all for that hour and play whatever the hell we play. And then it's, you know, kind of like if the station were to drop acid for just an hour. That's in my head, that's the concept. We get Bootalicious to sponsor it, and then we'll do it for a couple of months and see if it takes. If people decide they fucking hate it, then we won't keep doing it, you know, obviously. But so far we got the Blues Hour on Sunday at 10 till 11. That seems to be sprouting some legs. Like I said, the Ballad Salad Power Hour has proven to be quite popular with folks. And I don't know, we just do what we can, when we can. But right now, I probably said this a few times, but the last time I'm going to say it tonight, good night.
KBAC rocks.